I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Beginning this week, doctors fighting the region's opioid addiction crisis will have a little more to work with. The federal government will allow doctors to treat more patients with a drug called buprenorphine. That medication has solid support from science, but it remains controversial in some circles. Reporter Aaron Payne visited three addiction treatment centers with three very different approaches and found that there's no silver bullet when it comes to addiction.
Men gathered in a halfway house in Louisville offer support to one another as they work through addiction during a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. James Sweezy is among them. Until 3 years ago, he lived a life of substance abuse that began with drinking and escalated to more dangerous substances.
It would progress to cocaine, crack cocaine, heroin, Xanax, methamphetamine, painkillers, ecstasy, you name it. If you found something on the floor, a pill, and didn't know what it is, I'll take it, and I'll just let you know if it's any good here in a minute.
Sweezy would eventually seek help in getting off the narcotics and went to a medication-assisted treatment facility.
Give me a bottle of Suboxone, and much like most people that take it right now, I thought it was a miracle drug.
Suboxone is a combination of a medication that prevents opioid overdoses and buprenorphine, a less potent opioid. When taken properly, the medicine helps patients detox and later manage cravings without the high. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is expanding timely access to buprenorphine. A new federal rule allows certified physicians to treat up to 275 patients with the medication, up from 100. This is important to those treating patients in rural areas.
For every client we saw with an opiate problem in, say, the year 2000, 50 walked through the door today. Our waiting list is considerably shorter than it used to be, but there's still people waiting. The service is not as available as quickly as I would like it to be.
That's Dr. Joseph Gay, the Executive Director of Health Recovery Services. He oversees the private nonprofit operating behavioral health and addiction services throughout Southeast Ohio. Two of the programs are listed as certified opioid addiction treatment programs, using the three major drugs for medication-assisted treatment, including buprenorphine, combined with psychosocial treatments like therapy and job training.
Our goal is recovery, that people learn to live functional, effective lives and contribute to society.
As a proponent of medication-assisted treatment, MAT for short, Dr. Gay says the government has good science behind its decision to expand use of the drug. A study published in a 2015 edition of the Journal of Substance Abuse Treatment found those treated with medications like buprenorphine were less likely to relapse into addiction than those who did not receive the medication. Similar studies regarding MAT repeatedly produced similar results.
The science is pretty clear, but there's still a lot of resistance to MAT.
That resistance is largely due to the abuse of buprenorphine. Addicts have used the drug to maintain their tolerance while getting stronger opioids rather than completing treatment. Hopewell Health Centers is expanding its MAT program to facilities throughout Southeast Ohio with a different drug, Vivitrol, as the lone medication. The director of the program, Kate Jiggins, says Vivitrol, unlike buprenorphine and methadone, is not an opioid. It is injected into the body in 30-day doses and, once active, shuts off communication between opioids and the natural receptors within the body, helping to manage cravings.
It just seems to be a clean. That person is literally opiate-free, and this medication blocks that mu receptor, so even when if they were to use, there's no high.
Jiggins speculates the government may favor buprenorphine because it's easy to prescribe on day one of treatment, while Vivitrol requires the client to be completely opioid-free first. And getting a patient there can be difficult without the use of an opioid, as those resources aren't readily available for Hopewell.
We've had to consider using a facility up in Canton, Ohio, which is about 2.5 hours, in order to get a cost-effective, appropriate non-opiate transition onto Vivitrol.
Also, the body of research supporting Vivitrol while growing is not as extensive as that for buprenorphine. In Huntington, West Virginia, where statistics indicate there are more deaths from overdoses than anywhere else in the state, the Recovery Point Treatment Center emphasizes abstinence. Matt Boggs is the executive director of Recovery Point. Its three residential facilities encourage clients to recover without medication.
We just believe at Recovery Point in total transformation without the presence of mood or mind-altering substances.
Boggs, however, acknowledges many ways to reach recovery. He believes if one model of treatment doesn't work, another should be sought.
Some folks might come into our program and maybe the abstinence base is not the pathway of recovery for them. So then you have other avenues that they can ultimately find.
That's an argument James Sweezy can agree with. After abusing Suboxone, he got clean without medication. Now, as a business owner, father of two, and a social media presence, he advocates for recovery through sobriety. But Sweezy says he doesn't think any treatment method should be ruled out.
Anything's better than being dead. There's all different kinds of treatment. You know, I'm not locked into any one thing.
Science, however, does not suggest all treatments are equal. The new rule raising the cap on buprenorphine prescriptions and other provisions in the recently signed Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Act showed that the Obama administration is acting on the evidence that medication-assisted treatment is the strongest tool currently in the fight against addiction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens, Ohio.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.